Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ace Michaels Blog Talk Radio Show, available worldwide, 24 hours a day, on iTunes and Facebook. Be inspired, be informed, be on. Enjoy the show.
It is The Buzz, Blog Talk Radio. Ace Michaels is your host for the next 30-so minutes. It's going to be real, y'all. We're keeping it real today. I'm not sure we were keeping it real before, but now, as of this moment, consider everything that's about to happen kept real, all right? And if that's a problem for you, you can't deal with the real, then this is probably not where you want to be, because everything that's going to happen right now from like 3-4 seconds ago is now real. We're keeping it real, all right? And that's what's up. If you would like to keep it real with us during this we got 27 more minutes of realness, whatever time is left in the realness, if you want to get involved, you can call the show. Our number is 646-595-4802. You can also email, if you want to email, beonthebuzz@yahoo.com. You can keep it real. Hey, man, what in the hell is going on with the music business? That's where we want to start. The music business has gone berserk. What in the hell? I remember it used to be just about music in the business of music. You know, you could pretty much count on that your favorite artist was just going to be that, just your favorite artist. They weren't going to hit you up about being in debt $53 million. They weren't going to tell you about their current ongoing rape trial against their producer. It was just, hey, I sing some songs, I dance a jig when they throw the sand out on the stage, you know what I'm saying? And that's what it is. I mean, even back in the day, you know, Sammy Davis Jr. had his eye poked out in an accident. He didn't come on TV the next day and be like, hey, I need to start a fund to get me a new eye. You know what I mean, man? You dig, babe? You dig it, man? So what has happened? Is it social media that has turned everyone into, what do you want to call them? I want to know what's going on. That's what I'll call them. I want to know what's going on. What is it? What made it okay for regular people to start being involved in show business as if you're this person's publicist or this person's agent? You know, I had a conversation with a friend of mine who went into explicit details of Kesha's rape case, and it's like, wait, whoa, whoa, you don't know Kesha or rape. What are you talking about, though? Where is this coming from? You know what I'm saying? On the show today, very, 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 very awesome, magnetic singer-songwriter Kendra Daniels is with me today. I'm sure she's got some opinions on what's going on in the music business and why it has gone berserk. And she can also tell us a little bit about her own career. And hopefully it's not gone berserk. Kendra, welcome to the show, my dear.
Well, thank you very much, Ace. Nice to be on the show.
It is, listen, let me tell you something. It is a pleasure to have you. on the show. You always brighten my day. I don't even know if you're trying to brighten my day, but you do brighten my day.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm not even necessarily having like the darkest day. You know what I'm saying? Day's going on all right. It's all right. And then all of a sudden, I look at a photo of Kendra Daniels or something that you sent me, and I go, you know what? Right, just that much better. Right.
Well, glad to hear it.
Yeah.
I'd like to be that every day.
It's going to be all right. So, so Kendra, what's going on in your world? Give us the update. Before we get into these controversial subjects, give us the update on Kendra.
There's a lot to update on me. I have my album coming out, just waiting on some final touches called Ride On, and with my band Kendra Berry, and we recorded it back in September, and we were really excited to throw it out there. It's a music video was done, too, for the first single that will be off of the album, Rock and Roll Redneck. So we're loving that song. We promoted it a couple times already. So we haven't put anything out there yet on social media, but soon to come. So we will have a big CD opener, you know, at probably over at, Mandalay Bay in the Foundation Room. So it'll be fun. Everybody will have to come and join.
Now, this album, I want to make sure I understand. This album is called Ride On. So it's R-I-D-E, like ride, like you're riding your bike. Right.
Yes.
That's cool. That's kind of like a play on some whole, like, kind of redneck-y kind of stuff, right? Ride, like you ride on. Ride on. Ride on, Bob. Ride on.
Yeah,
cool.
Yes, it's a play. It's new country rock for sure. I love it. I have a wedding song on there, too. It's my favorite. It's called All I Want.
Nice. It's a good name for a wedding song, especially as opposed to a wedding song called Whatever for Now, you know?
Yeah, that probably wouldn't do the job.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
now, I'm
excited for everyone to hear that for sure.
Yeah, now I want people to understand that, okay, there's a man in the pictures, because they're going to go to your Facebook, because that's what they do, right? Now, there's a man that you're all kissed up on, that is not Barry. That's your guy. And you and your guy is not Barry. Yeah, that's Barry. That wouldn't be happening with Barry. But Barry's your musical partner, and you guys have been together for a while. But this other guy is your life partner. And you
that's
guys
my love life. That's the Kendra life.
Look at now. Okay.
I got to keep up with all these Kesha and Kanye rumors and stuff going on. You know, people got to see my love life, too, and get all interested and get all up in there. So, yeah.
Yeah, post for the fans,
make them happy.
Exactly. No, we're going to talk about those fools in a second. So you have two men in your life that you've had long relationships with. I see kind of a pattern. So you don't seem to be play the field type of person. You seem to be like, hey, something's working, we're going to make it work, we're going to stick with it. Dedication.
Right, I am definitely not a play the field type of gal.
Nice.
I'm looking for a husband.
I'm going to get me a man.
Yeah, and that man is, going to take up the whole career and everything. Lots of baggage. He's got a woman that sings on stage in front of lots of people every night, so lots to take in. So I think I got a guy that can handle it. We'll see.
and he has to be because, you're exactly right. You're doing a lot of things and you get a lot of adoration from a lot of people, and he's got to be comfortable with that, and then he's also got to be able to, make you happy in the ways that you need, too. So there's definitely a balancing act. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. I think I got a good catch.
Yeah. But the same thing with the musical partner, too. Like, I know Barry, and I know that Barry's not going to be jealous if you're doing an interview without him, because he knows that you're going to be promoting both of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, so there's got to be understandings in all of these relationships, personal and professional.
Of course, and Barry knows that I do my own, you know, so I have my solo things, I have my modeling gigs as well. It's not all just Kendra Barry, but Kendra Barry is a big part of my music scene right now, for sure.
Right. And so do you guys, you and Barry, because we'll talk about Barry for a second, do you have conversations with Barry where you say, yeah, I like that new song, but it's just not right for Kendra Barry. Maybe that's just some Barry stuff you need to do.
We have those conversations all the time. He will. We don't always agree. We come from just different upbringings. I mean, he loves his 80s rock. That's where he was brought up on, and he's good at it. But you know, I compromise. I mean, even in our shows, we do a good portion of them that are 80s rock. But there's some songs that I gotta put the flag up and say, nope, we've gone too far. Back it up, reel it in. And he's good. He listens. I mean, we have worked 3 years on creating a perfect set list for our audience. So I think we finally just about got it right.
Now, and I don't want to throw this other guy out there because, you know, you may have a private life. You don't want people all in your business. But this other guy, the man of the relationship that you're having.
Yes,
now, do you have to pull him aside and say, look, now, this is my Kendra time. This is me being the public Kendra. This is not me being your, you know, whatever your pet name for each other is. This is not that. This is Kendra, pro Kendra time.
Oh, no, he's my charming, and I don't mind him being a part of every aspect of my life. I'm very proud of him. So I like him supporting me and coming to my shows and dancing with him when I get a moment to. I'm not afraid. I think it doesn't affect my fans much. My fans love me for my music. They don't need to love me whether I'm single or taken. And they can just appreciate that I want happiness too. I want to sing. I want to provide them happiness, and I want my own in my life as well.
Yeah. But that is the point. Now we can talk about these fools. Now that's the point. There does have to be a separation between your professional life and your personal life. Like, people who love you professionally don't need to necessarily be involved in your personal life, right? They don't need to know everything about what you're doing, right?
Correct. That's unnecessary. So, I think my personal life needs to know about my work life, but I don't think my work life always needs to know about my personal life.
Yeah. So do you think that, like, when you're going to go on stage and get down Miley Cyrus style, don't you think you kind of blurred the lines at that point? Like, you know what? We didn't want to – I mean, we loved seeing your belly button, but that was about it. We didn't need to see the whole damn birth package, you know what I'm saying? Just the belly button. That was plenty.
Ew. I can't even make comments to that. I don't know what happened. She used to be so cute. And then, I don't know, just got real carried away. And I'll say that it's my standpoint on all of this pop scene. I'm not even in on all the drama. Not. It just gets to the point where I don't even want to hear it. It's to the point where I think that the music has just become so blah in the pop scene that they don't have anything else to do rather than go and create more drama to keep the pop life going. I don't like country's where it's at right now. Country, everyone's going country. Even rappers are going country. You know, everyone is trying to combine things. The pop stations, it's like we're listening to songs about absolutely nothing where the one line is repeated over and over and over. I mean, there are, yes, a handful of decent pop songs out there for sure, but it's not what it used to be. Country is like the new pop. At least country tells a story and has a kind of a meaning to it. You actually can get an emotion by listening to the song. But I don't think I hear any emotion when I listen to "You Used to Call Me on My Cell Phone." I don't really think it does anything.
Right. No, then that's a very good rendition. And, you know, that's interesting that you say that because, honestly, at first I was about to disagree with you strongly. Like, I was going to argue to the point where my lips were going to be tired about that country
statement. Bring it on.
But then I thought about it. No, really, I thought about it, and I remembered watching the last Grammys, and it seemed kind of like the first part of the Grammys was, like, pop-oriented. So the first part of the Grammys, I wasn't really happy with. I was something in my soul was still stirring, you know? And then the second part of the Grammys, I was digging it, you know? I was digging hearing people sing and do harmonies and play instruments. And maybe that in and of itself is where the problem started.
It is. I mean, and country isn't what it used to be either. People that didn't used to like country that likes it now, it's because it's got a different sound, you know, it's got a different, I mean, people that love traditional country don't really like country right now because it's more pop. So I'm not talking about the yeehaw, you know, I'm talking about the new country. And it has a very similar sound to what the pop stations used to sound like, especially in the 90s too. Like, pop used to tell stories like, that song Torn by Natalie, I don't know her last name, but like The Perfect Sky is Torn. Like, you don't hear a pop song like that anymore. So it's just all different now.
Right. And where it comes down to, like, this industry that we're in now, where it's just so much connected to a person's personal life, it's even become part of our decision who we're going to pick for president. It's more based on their personal life than anything that they're going to do in office. We don't really care so much what they're going to do in office.
It's because of the reality TV.
So you think it's reality TV?
Yeah, well, that's what started us getting prying into everyone's lives.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that. I could see that. If you took a kid that was 3 years old, and for 10 years, you gave them as much reality television as we've experienced, right? By the time they're 13, 14, 15, 16, yeah, I could see how they might be a little jaded. They might be really messed up about how they see the world. And then that brings us to these crimes. You know, it wasn't a crime for Kanye to come on TV and say that, yeah, he didn't come on TV, but it wasn't a crime for him to say that he's broke and he needs $58 million, whatever. There's no crime in that. But some of these other crimes are getting out of hand, like, you know, Kesha is claiming that she's been drugged and she's been raped for 10 years. And those are strong accusations. And almost, you kind of want to say, like, that's kind of like between you and your lawyer, really.
Yeah, why are you bringing that into the public eye? What can we do for you besides just make it more humiliating?
Yeah, because at the end of the day, we just buy records, man. You know what I mean? Like, I appreciate what you're saying, but, like, at the end of the day, I just want to hear, that don't impress me much.
We just download the record.
Yeah, and to be quite honest, as a listener of music, I don't really care where it came from or what the person went through to make it, to be quite honest. I mean, hey, he's going through his divorce, that's on him, but I just want to know if he's got 12 good songs on this record.
That's where some of the best ones come from. It doesn't mean that we have to know the backstory, you're right.
Exactly. So do you have a process, like, do you have, like, a management company or agent that, like, separates you from the public, you know? Because some of these bozos in the public can get pretty far out. You know, they go on your Facebook, they follow up, oh, I love you so much, and they say things are inappropriate. Do you have, like, a filter system where you're like, okay, like a 3-day rule or something like that? You know, like,
no, I think I could handle it. Well, so far I've been able to handle it. Actually, Barry helped me out a lot with that because there was at one point when Facebook was getting pretty intense all at once, and yeah, I was getting some strange messages, but I would just have Barry go through and delete them for me. I didn't even have to read them. But our record label we signed for this album, they'll take over if things like that start to get out of hand. They take care of the media and you know, just everything that comes along with it. So I'm sure, yes, if it got to that point, I would definitely have to put a stop to it.
Right. And it's good that you're with a record label because, just like you said, they can take care of some of that stuff. Do you have any, like, doubts on the record label? Like, it seems like so many artists are independent, like, say, quote, independent. They don't want nothing to do with record label.
Yeah, no, we are. No, we are. Even though we're signed to this label, we didn't sign ourselves. We signed the album. So, which is great because basically the label took care of all of the footwork we've been doing for 3 years. Every song that we've released as a single, even Damn I'm Good, the song that reached 73 on the media charts and all of that, like, we had to do all of that. It was hard work. And so with this album, like, the label obviously recorded it. We have the people from Nashville come in and, you know, the best session musicians, they're putting the album together, the artwork and the checking our bios and, you know, all of that goes with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're now, once we get the hard copy of the album, that's when we go into the next stages, which I can't really speak on yet because I haven't dealt with them with it. But, yeah, they are supposed to promote, and they'll do all the radio and everything. So they're just taking some of the heat off of us that we've had to endure over the past few years. But we are still considered independent because we will not sign ourselves. We've entertained some ideas with some larger labels in the past, and their percentages are just way off. Like, it's not even worth it. We'd make so much more money doing what we're doing if you let a label do it, and they're taking all your money.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that's a good point. Now, there's some people that have argued that, like, Miley Cyrus, this is a real argument that I heard, with that Miley Cyrus was manipulated by her record label to fabricate this sexy image to go on stage on these major shows where there would be all this national exposure and get naked or get close to naked or, you know, take it to another level based on her record label decisions.
It can happen. They own you.
So let me ask you, now you're assigned to a record label. Like, is that possible? Can a record label have that much control over your life?
You can say no, but I'm sure that they're enticing her with things, or either that or threatening to take things away. But, I mean, it's not like you have to do anything. But, I mean, yeah, they do technically own you, and the money that you get from them, even in the beginning, you know, if they give you, the advance, I mean, that's a loan, really. You have to pay that back.
Right.
So,
right.
I don't know her details on what happened with her, but we obviously saw like a huge change, and she totally humiliated herself. So I don't know. I don't really know what went down to make that all happen, but I'm sure it wasn't just her own self deciding to go do that on national television.
Right, because that was very, very extreme. And her dad, Billy Ray Cyrus, who you probably know because you're in show business, you know everybody in show business.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Ray Cyrus is Miley's dad, and he was saying the whole time, if we remember correctly, he was like, she's making a mistake, she's good, this is wrong, I don't agree with this direction that she's going. And people weren't really listening so much. They were like, dude, you need to chill out and just chill.
Yeah, they were making him look like the bad guy.
Yeah, but now I think more people can see some credence to what he was saying because, man, is she far out or is she far out now?
She took it to a whole nother level.
She did. She took it to levels that didn't even need to be on the damn blueprint. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I know. Yeah, like, I don't think now it's her. Like, the record label or someone in her life might have influenced it, but, yeah, it's all her now.
Yeah, it definitely is her ball game from here. And so how do we know, as your adoring fan base, because we are that, you know, we love you to death, man, how do we know that you aren't going to flip out on us too? Like, you know, give it a couple of records and we find Kendra becoming, you know, you come up with like a whole different, Solyndra. I'm Solyndra.
Well, one thing, that's another thing I'm going to say I love about country. I don't really think, can you think of any country stars where they have looking like Miley Cyrus? Because I can't. The country is more of like that sweet, wholesome. I mean, even like the badass, which, you know, I do like that rock edge to it. A little like, you know, Miranda has that like that rock to her too. I don't think I'm going to, you know, end up in a position like that, nor would I really allow myself to be. I would say no. But I'm sure it's easier said than done. Like I said, I don't know what the heck they said to her to make her, you know, think she had to do that. But I want to consider myself pretty grounded, and I always have been. So I'm going to hold to that and stick to it and keep to my roots.
Now, that's a good point, though. Like, I mean, look what country did to Blake Shelton. I mean, he's turned into quite a little rock star, you know, and he's doing it in a rock star fashion these days, right?
He is, and he's got a good rep. I mean, even the drama that they created around him, Miranda, it still didn't get that nasty.
Yeah, you don't think so?
No, I mean, they did what they always do to it, and they made it, you know, whatever, but it didn't get to, like, a Kanye point with all of his drama. It has, I mean, they're already back into being positive about them both.
And you know what? that's a good point that you make. There is scientifically something called the Kanye point that we need to never try to reach. That you can be in medium, lukewarm, hot, and then there's the Kanye point where you gotta really back off, man. You're getting me to the Kanye point right now, and it's not good. Yeah, I can see that.
It's so funny.
Because the Kanye point rubs off on everybody. Then you got Kanye making Taylor get out of character. Taylor Swift is never supposed to talk rude, ever. She's America's absolute sweet, sweet sweetheart with no meringue. You know what I'm saying? She should never be like all of a sudden flipping you off or telling you back against, you know what I'm saying? Talking bad about your mama should never come from a sweet mouth like that. That's,
no,
that's
turns people crazy.
Kanye. Right, I totally agree with that.
We're going to get to a Miley point, though. I think we already have. I think Miley's right up there.
Yeah, I agree. So people want to fall in love with you little by little now. How do they find you online? How do they, you know, we call it Blog Talk Show, but it should be called the Blog Stalk Show, because after this, people definitely want to stalk you. How do they do it?
My Facebook is the best way. I mean, I have Instagram. Me and Barry have Twitter. We have our webpage. Our webpage is great, but that's only going to show me and Barry's things, where I have a lot of other things going on too. So I know I should have my webpage up, and I did, but it is so hard to maintain it. And I had someone working on it for a while. It's just a lot of work. So social media is killing me, but I will say that the best and thing that you can do is Facebook, because that's the one that I keep most updated with photos and shows and modeling and all of that. So go to my Facebook, Kendra Daniels, and look up where I'm at and come hang out.
That's what's up. And, you know, Kendra, somebody's calling in the show. I was about to close the show, but what if this is one of your fans that wants to, like, you know, froth over you? So hold on. Let's see what's going on with this person calling. Hey, you're on the air with Ace, Michaels, and Kendra Daniels. What's up with you? Hello. Okay. That person may be just driving their Uber car right now and the booty accidentally hit the phone. It's what it is, man. You're awesome, 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 beyond compared. You're good stuff, good people. I like that you're doing everything the right way. That's what's up. And where can we see you next on stage? That's what we want to do.
I am playing tonight at PBR Bar in Planet Hollywood. Yep, from 9:30 to midnight. And my mom is coming in town, and I'm picking her up in a few hours, so she's going to be there too. So it's going to be a fun night. And then this Saturday I am playing at this Friday and Saturday, Barry and I, our band, is playing at the Avi Lounge from 6 to midnight. And then Saturday during the day from 3 to 7 at Fiesta Henderson is a really fun show with my Randy Anderson band, and we are going to rock it up. So there's many chances to come and see me this week.
Okay, y'all. Ain't no excuses. You got 4 or 5 gigs mentioned right there. So go and pack up the cooler and go check out Kendra Daniels or Kendra Berry Band. Kendra, thank you so much for being on the show. You are adorable, and we will be talking to you soon.
Thank you, Ace. Bye-bye. Have a great night.
Just move on up, my feet should be fine. Well, there's only one kind. So hush not, child, and don't cry. Your folks might understand you by and by. Move on up and keep on wishing. Remember your dream is your only skin, so keep on pushing. Take nothing less than the supreme best. Do not obey, no mistake, for you can pass the test.